T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, you've managed to find a guy who knows a thing or two about the law.
Diff, what's up?
Marty, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Diff, you have represented, oh man, a bunch of police officers. What's the difficulty of representing a police officer in a case like this?
Well, I don't, Marty, I'm sorry, I got a call that came in. Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't, you know, actually representing police officers, frankly, is easier for a defense, because I do believe that the greater public favors them, and that becomes very clear in every case where, as you know, 99% of my cases I have the African American guy, and, yes, and we're against the police. So, you know, in that regard, with the jury questions that I've done, I don't know how many damn juries, but would you believe the testimony of a police officer above that of a layperson simply because of his job? And probably in those questions of our prospective jurors, well over the majority say yes. And it's always a question that you have to dissect, because it's the improper answer. In order for them to be fair and impartial, they have to say that they would give the same credibility or the same thing to a layperson as well as a police officer, and wouldn't give him any more weight because of his badge. And most jurors, prospective jurors, will believe the police officer. So in that regard, I think that the Commonwealth, usually with the police or in defending a police officer, you start a little ahead of the game. So it's, but again, it depends, and also depends on the facts. If you have clearly a corrupt police officer, then you have someone who's much harder to defend.
Right.
But in cases like the use of force, especially when a police officer is coming upon a crime, you know, I defended a police officer where they thought that they saw a drug deal. And when they ended up approaching these two individuals, both individuals had drugs on them. Now, the video showed that there was not a transaction, but I was able to say in my opening statement, if these kids weren't breaking the law, we wouldn't be here.
Mm.
Now, when we go into this case, and this is the difficulty of the prosecution, if I'm defending them, I'm sure Pat Tomasi is going to be basically creating the same defense. You know, if these individuals were not in a car attempting to commit murder, we wouldn't be here.
Right.
Now, that is one hell of an obstacle for the Commonwealth to overcome, because I think the facts of this case are going to play out that statement is correct. So, in other words, if the gun, when they were doing the drive-by shooting, if that's in fact what occurred, if that shooter from that car would have been a better aim, this officer would be pursuing a first-degree murder.
Yes.
Now, and by the way, you're able to say that, but for an eighth of an inch of the gun, move it a little bit, we'd be pursuing a murder. Now, would the community be in uproar about that?
Right.
No. No would be the answer.
And you know the thing that drives me crazy, Marty, and you and I have been over this many, many times, is, first of all, I love the African-American community and identify with it. And I've spent my life probably defending 80% of my clientele. We're over 27,000 clients now of African-Americans. And I talk about this case with my guys. You know, the most important thing here for everyone is, can we just be intellectually honest about what's going on here? And because I believe that there are very valid criticisms,
yes,
but I just want them to be intellectually correct, and instead of just this emotional hype and this, you know, stuff that is more damaging than constructive.
Right. We're talking to criminal defense attorney Bill Diffenderfer. Bill, you know, you've talked a lot about how hard it is to predict what evidence will resonate with the jury. Talk about this cell phone video. How damning is that?
You know what? I didn't see it personally, but does it show the actual shooting of the young man?
Yes.
It's horrible. I mean, you know, when we talk about this, for example, what I just told you in terms of the defense,
right?
I mean, the prosecution is able to say, as this young man is running away.
Clearly
the officer was not in danger.
Mm-hmm.
And he pulls out his gun and doesn't shoot once, shoots this young man in the back three times. Now, you're going to have, in these trials, Marty's, defending these, you're looking at the jurors who are mothers. And you know that they're looking at the poor victim's mother, and they're just crushed and looking at her going, oh, my God, I can't believe what you're going through. So you have that overwhelming sympathy. But then, what I would do is, as the defense attorney is go, so your son's a police officer. Do you really want him to be a police officer? I mean, there's so many emotional chords that this case hits, obviously, that we all know.
Hey, Bill, do you not fear what's happening in our culture today, that people have already made a decision? They really don't care about the facts.
There's no question about that, Marty, and that's what I'm you hit it right on the head. And that's the most dangerous thing here that's happening. Can we just first get to the truth and then react accordingly?
Right.
Let's just say, for example, that there's going to be, I hate to do this because it does separate, the Trump stuff, but when you have, let's just say, total pro cop, red, white, and blue, American apple pie people, and they hear this officer coming in the middle of the inner city where there are shootings every frickin' night, that's all we hear about is these shootings, and that this officer comes into this stuff to try to protect the community, coming upon an attempted homicide case, trying to apprehend the kid who was involved in this, I don't see a conviction. I see a hung jury.
Yeah, we've heard that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.